A reading from Luke 12, 54-59. He said to the crowd, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say, 'It's going to rain,' and it does. And when the south wind blows, you say, 'It's going to be hot,' and it is. Hypocrites! You know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it that you don't know how to interpret this present time? Why don't you judge for yourself what is right? As you are going with your adversary to the magistrate, try hard to be reconciled on the way, or your adversary may drag you off to the judge, and the judge turn you over to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny."
It almost seems like one thought here doesn't follow the other, but what came to my mind is this whole business of knowledge, what we know. And Jesus is, perhaps he's not speaking exactly about this, but he is speaking to the people about what they seem to know when they really actually don't know it. It doesn't follow for me, and maybe you can help me here, to understand why he then goes to this illustration of being carried off to the judge. What is he driving at that connects to the first part?
I guess one of the connections could be that he's making a distinction between knowledge and wisdom to live well. Knowledge is an accumulation of facts and ideas that will help you interpret the natural realm that we're in, and even maybe have some spiritual insight. But wisdom is the ability to use that knowledge to create a life of engagement with others and peace, and to live well in community. And the declaration of this passage is Jesus is basically calling us to have a street savvy. You know, you can take someone to court to try to, you know, get your ounce of justice, but in the end it may not turn well for you. And maybe the better thing would be to be reconciled before you ever get to court and to solve your problem in yourself. Both parties might go away a lot happier in the end.
When I started reading the Bible many, many years ago at this point, I immediately, one of the parts of the Bible that I gravitated towards naturally were the wisdom books, particularly the Proverbs, to a lesser extent, Job, and certainly Psalms. And what I loved about the Proverbs is that while they were written more than 3,000 years ago, they had an amazingly accurate application to all the problems we face day in and day out. They spoke to the fallen nature of man for the most part, and it really they're discerning, and God, when speaking to Solomon, talks about wisdom and discernment as the same thing. And what is discernment? It is understanding, not just through knowledge, but understanding the right, the better versus the worst, or the best versus the good, as you've said, path to take in life.
It's like the wisdom literature sets up principles for life rather than rules for life. And when you know principles, you'll be able to use those to navigate any challenge in life. Rules are limited because they may help you for a situation you learned the rules for, but they're not very good at translating to other perspectives. And so finding a life rooted in principles can be very interesting when you begin with the wisdom literature from Scripture. And Jesus here gives us wisdom literature.